I'm Lee Ormiston. I pastor Family Baptist Church in North Minneapolis. We've had several people talk about moving right away, getting out of here and going someplace else. We have had people have said, I'm not ever coming back. Sorry, Pastor. The truth is, it is dangerous in some respects. But the other side of it, there's a tremendous need, tremendous opportunity. And if we're trying to outreach, there are a lot of hurting people. And more receptivity than, I don't ever think I've seen a more receptive group. Now, unfortunately, the number one way is around the deaths and the funerals and that type of thing. And, well, if I was thinking about unrest in the area and what type of a spiritual opportunity, a tragic situation that happened as a young lady was run over intentionally by her boyfriend and killed in my front yard. That precipitated a group wanting to put a memorial together. My wife permitted that around a tree, and that precipitated gatherings every single night of a very large group. Ultimately, I was even given the opportunity to conduct the funeral. Well, it's interesting to see how God's working. One night, right after the riots, you know, that really devastated our neighborhood, where frankly, it was so dangerous, the police weren't coming into our area, so it was patrolled by vigilantes, and the rioting had destroyed all the places people could buy groceries and medicine, and then they ended the public transportation in the area. So certain people were really in trouble, and you saw the hand of God work in the hearts of many of them, most of them Christians from the suburbs, and they brought in what was, to Pam and I, almost brought us to tears. Tons of food, and diapers, and help. And you, when you live here, you recognize, wow, without it, I don't know what would happen. What we need is Christians who are here and burdened for souls. Burden to make a difference for the Lord Jesus Christ. Burden to be the light that He has called us to be. One of the hopes I have in regards to the conference is that it would be a challenge and a wake-up call to all of us. There's a fertile ground here for a revival, and that's my prayer, that the gospel will go forward. It would powerfully change lives, and we would be able to powerfully live it before others. We need to take this opportunity and face it and recognize and inventory our own lives. Are we doing what we can do to share Christ? Are we bold enough in our witness for the Lord Jesus Christ? Are we willing to stand up and be accounted as one of His? This world is getting frightening in that regard. There's a lot of pushback. But may we not be intimidated by the evil forces that are at play, but that we would shine and be the light that Christ has called us to be.